Well, it's the local spotlight show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I'm Chris Lorton. I'm your host. And before I introduce my next two special guests, I just want to say, let's say somebody says, oh, I missed that interview. You can go to our webpage, wjbmradio.com, and then go to Listen on Demand. We have our interviews on there. This interview we always announce. You can look on Facebook page, and we announce when the interviews are going to happen. It's either 8:30 a.m. or 6:05 p.m. And also, now we have added video to our interviews, so we are videoing interviews, and you can go to WJBM Radio on YouTube and look up your favorite interview. And now, the reason we're here for I got my guests, Bob and Irene Gill. Welcome, Bob and Irene.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
So glad you came. Now, the special thing, you two have been married for 76 years.
Right.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
My hat is off to you. How'd you do it? What's the secret to that?
Well, Bob was on flying status, never home.
Yeah.
So it was good when we got together.
Oh, okay.
So that makes for a longer.
That was, what makes the heart grow fonder? Separation?
Yeah. And getting together.
Yes. So Bob and Irene Gill, been married for 76 years, and I know... what are you, 90 what?
I'm 98.
You're 98, Bob? Yeah. Oh, love it, Bob. Irene, I ask you how old you are?
Yeah, I'm not quite 98. I'll be 96 in November.
You guys are beautiful. You're beautiful.
We're still walking.
You're still walking. You're living in your own home, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah.
And Bob, you're still driving?
Yeah.
Are you still playing golf?
No, I gave that up a couple of years ago.
Oh, did you? So you have family. You got some children?
Two daughters.
Any grandchildren?
No.
No
grandchildren. Don't have any grandkids.
Maybe that's why you've been married so long and living so long. No grandkids.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you go to Jerseyville High School?
No.
No.
No?
I went to Alton High.
You did?
And, yeah.
Tell them the reason.
Yeah, well, why'd you go to Alton High?
Because there wasn't any way to get to Jerseyville.
That's before school buses.
Yeah.
So I rode my father and mother when they worked in Western at Cartridge Company.
Yeah.
So I just rode with them, dropped me off at school, picked me up in the evening on the way home. And that's the way it went.
So did you live out in the country or something?
We lived in Dow, Newburn.
In Newburn?
Actually.
Okay. How about you, Irene? Did you go to Jerseyville or Alton?
I went to Jerseyville all 4 years. Yes. When 2 years after Bob
got You found a school. Ride there. Bob couldn't find a ride. How did
well,
you find a ride?
Well, they started school buses then.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I rode yellow school bus.
You're much younger than
yes,
Bob.
Yes, much younger.
Yeah. So you were able to get a school bus and get to town.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any fond memories of high school, Irene?
Yeah, I had a few boyfriends.
You did?
That was kind of nice. But I do. That was during the 40s in the jitterbug era.
Yeah?
And I loved to jitterbug.
You did?
So, yes, I did.
How about you, Bob? Were you a jitterbugger?
No, I was dumb when it came to dancing.
Yeah.
So how did you two get together? Did you just know each other from growing up in the same area or what?
Forever.
Yeah.
We went. Irene and I were neighbors.
Yeah.
She lived right behind me in the half a block away.
Yeah.
We went to the same grade school, 2 years, or two-room schoolhouse. And so,
that was a big schoolhouse.
Yeah,
two
I was
rooms.
In the big grade. She was in a little grade.
Yeah, a little room.
Okay,
little room. Yeah.
What was your first date like? C- Can you remember your first
date? I can remember, yes.
Yeah, what happened?
Of course, Bob and I did not date or anything during this time at all. And he had other girlfriends. I had other boyfriends.
Yeah.
So when he realized my family had a little country tavern out on 109.
In the same place as... is there a tavern there now?
Yeah, it's the big tavern.
It was smaller.
That's big. Ours was very small. It's no longer there. But Dew Drop Inn.
Oh, the Dew Drop
Inn.
Right
in there.
That was your mom and dad's place.
Uh-huh. Okay. For quite a few years, it was called the El Rancho.
El Rancho. I see.
So, anyhow, Bob came over one night. Well, I was a teenager, and I'd help out on the weekends. And he came over one night, sat at the end of the bar, and we visited and talked. And the next day, I guess he asked me for a date. Then we went to Marquette Lodge, just trailing part.
You just went for just a hike and walk?
Uh-huh, yes.
Bob, what's your version of this story?
Well, I hadn't seen Irene since we were in grade school.
Oh, really?
So I went.
All of a sudden, she grew up on you.
She did. But when I was in high school, I graduated, and I went to the Merchant Marine. Spent 2 years during World War II. So when I came home, I'm in the kitchen one Sunday, and I saw Irene walking down the street home. I didn't recognize her.
Yeah,
because she had
you
on.
Said there's a new girl in town.
Yeah, she had on
my Sunday best.
Yeah, jeans and anyway, I asked my mom, "Who is that?" Well, that's Irene. I said, "Really? Yeah." So that night, I just had to go over and talk to her. And that's what I did.
That's what you did? You headed right over to the Dew Drop, or the El Rancho.
El Rancho.
You headed on right.
That evening, I sat there all night.
Waiting for her to show up?
No, she was there. But, but anyway, that's how we got started.
Is that exciting, Chris?
I think it's a great place to start. So then you go in the Merchant Marines right out of high school.
Right out of high school, yeah.
So did you get married before you went in the Merchant Marines?
Oh, no, no.
No?
I didn't see her. I didn't.
So you guys go in. Okay, so you go on your first date. Then were you steadies right then? Did you?
Yeah, after the first date we did.
Okay, and then how long before you had to go in the Marines, Merchant Marines?
No, I was already in and out of those.
Oh, okay. You were in and out.
Yeah.
So you were a free man.
Yeah. So. I got out of the Merchant Marine in 1946, and I was actually going to school for learn to be a mechanic. I had got my pilot's license after when I came out of the Merchant Marine. I took flying lessons and got my license.
Nice.
And so one day, they told me, okay. Check your mags before you take off, and if you get a drop more than 100, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
So I went out one Sunday and going to fly and check my mags, and it was.
What's the mags?
That's part of the engine, ignition system on the engine.
All right.
So anyway, it was more. So I took it back, went back to the hut, and I said, "Look, I got a problem." They said, "What is it?" I looked it all over, and they said, "Oh, it's okay. You can go ahead and fly." So I flew that hour, worrying the whole time about what was going on in that engine. And so I said, "Well, I got to learn more about this." And so happened to had a school in St. Charles that taught aviation mechanics and pilot training and everything. So that's where I went. And I was going to school at the time that I went over to see Irene at
the El Rancho.
El Rancho.
So you went to school. You learned the mechanics, learned how to be a mechanic on an airplane.
Yeah.
And then what happened? Where'd you go to work?
Well, I worked short time in St. Charles. And then I got a job in Dallas. So I was going to Dallas, and I had to talk to the draft board in Jerseyville because when I was in the Merchant Marine, when I got out, they gave me a veterans classification. But they changed it to 1A, I guess, which is draftable.
Yeah.
So I got up there, and the lady said, "Oh, my goodness, you can't go to Dallas. You're going to get drafted in the Army." I said, "No, I don't think so." So I went over to St. Louis, joined the Air Force.
Oh, you did.
And that's where it all started.
Okay. Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Bob and Irene Gill. They're in studio today. Been married for 76 years. Bob is 98 and Irene's 95. I did do some figuring. There's only 1,000 couples in America that have ever been married or had celebrated, you know, or 75 years right now. You know, they're 75 anniversaries. And the odds of getting to your 75th anniversary are about 160,000 to one. So you guys, what they say, that's amazing. You guys have did it. So then you, when did you guys get hooked up? When did you get married?
Well, in the old days, you graduated high school and got married.
Yeah.
So I graduated in 48, and we got married in April of 49.
Okay.
So
so when did Bob pop the question, or did you just know you were going to get married?
Well, I think we just sort of.
Probably when I went to the Air Force, I think.
Yeah, before you left.
Yeah, before I went in, because the first few weeks I was in the Air Force, I had to write letters.
Yeah.
So then we got married when I was on a 3-day pass.
Oh, really? Now, did you take Irene with you then?
Well, no. I was stationed in Indianapolis, and my dad and her dad took the house trailer that we were going to live in, towed it to Indianapolis, and I was supposed to come back to Newbern with them.
Yeah.
But somehow the connections didn't work, so I wound up taking the last bus out of Indianapolis to St. Louis. So I got to St. Louis. It was past. We were supposed to have a meeting.
The rehearsal.
On the night.
We didn't get a marriage license.
So I missed that part. And so when I got home, my best man, I called him up, and he picked me up in Alton, brought me to Newbern. And then we came to Jerseyville, and Dad, we hadn't had a license yet.
And it's Easter Sunday.
And it was on Easter Sunday, so Dad talked to somebody in the courthouse, and they came down and gave us a license, and we got married that afternoon.
I'll be darned. Well, they didn't make it easy on you, did they?
No, it wasn't easy. It was bad.
Oh, shoot. So, Joe, you got married, and then back to Indianapolis, then?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And Irene.
And I got to
And
go
you got
with
to go?
Yes. Yeah.
And live in that trailer that they towed? So Indianapolis, how long, what was your story? How long did you stay there?
We stayed there maybe a year, 2 years maybe. And then we were transferred to Michigan.
Yeah.
And in Michigan, I started working on F-86s and various things. And about the time I was getting settled in Michigan, they transferred me to New York, Rome, New York.
Yeah.
And it was a B-29 squadron. So I was flying as a scanner on a B-29, and we took off. And when we took off, we had a auxiliary power unit on the airplane.
Yeah.
And it was just that, an auxiliary power unit we used when we took off and landed and during taxi and all. And it quit.
Uh-oh.
It just stopped running. And so it was my job to go back and start it. And I started it twice, and it kept quitting. So finally, I figured out what it was, and it was the landing gear was electric on that airplane.
Yeah.
And when they picked up the landing gear, the load, electrical load, was too much for the power unit. So it killed it. But the pilots told everybody to get ready for bailout. And that got me, because I couldn't understand why he'd want to bail out an airplane that had four running engines. It didn't make sense to me. So when we got down, finally got down, we got everything under control. I said, I've got to do something here. So I applied for flight engineer school. And they sent me to flight engineer school. I graduated from that, and then I started flying as a flight engineer. So I had a little bit of say on what was going on up in the cockpit.
I'll be darned.
But I have to interject this.
Okay, yes.
The school he went to was in Illinois. Rantoul,
Chanute.
Illinois.
Okay.
6 months. And by then we had our first baby, our first little gal. She wasn't quite a year.
What was her name?
Sydney.
Cindy, okay.
Sydney,
okay.
Sydney Ann. And he towed our house trailer from New York to Illinois, and it was right in January. I mean, really bad weather.
Yeah.
And this was before interstates, and had to drive through the big cities. So anyhow, we got there safely, and Bob, every evening, I would take Sydney window shopping downtown just to get her out, no noise, because he studied all night long. And he did make honor student at that school.
Wow.
Which was something, because they were, guys, students were flunking out every week, you know, and so he made it. And I was real proud of that.
Well, yeah. I mean, to be an aviation engineer, you know, I mean, it's a very important job. And you got to know what's going on, you know, did you have any other times, Bob, where you had to save the plane from?
Oh, well, I don't know if you had saved the plane, but I had a few incidences where we lost engines. And one time, and going into lodges, on the approach, we had one engine that was out, and we was on the approach. And we went over the cliff. When we went over the cliffs, the airplane dropped a little bit.
Yeah.
And the pilot called for climb power, which is okay, but he should have called for more, because then he immediately called for middle power, and then he immediately called for takeoff. And then he screamed, he says, give me all the power you got. And I just put the throttles to the, right against the peg, overboosted three engines.
Uh-oh.
And but we landed on the overrun and taxied in. I knew the maintenance man who met us, and I told him, I said, Harry, you're not going to like this, but you got a block engine change, which is four engine. And he looked, and he said, why? And I said, well, we had one lost. Well, we lost that one. So that's a one, and the other three are overboosted, so you get three.
So when did when Bob was working, did you do anything besides take
working.
Care of the kids? You were working
I
as
was
well?
Working also.
Where did you work?
Bob and I got married right out of his basic training.
Right.
So he didn't get very much money.
Right.
So out of necessity, I got a job with civil service.
With what?
It was civil service.
Civil
federal,
service. Okay.
She saved us.
Yeah, I saved.
She saved.
Us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I had to work.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
He didn't get any money. So, and we had a rough few years that we like to forget about. And I had worked administrative work. I was secretary. But I ended up working for 28 years. I retired with 28 years.
So when did you retire? Did you retire at the same time, both of you?
No.
No?
I retired in 76 from the Air Force. And I went to work at McDonnell Douglas.
You did?
And I retired. When I retired from there, I got into Social Security. That was in
91. I retired in 89 from Civil Service. And Bob was on a hot project at McDonnell Douglas. Oh, and he didn't feel like he could just leave right then. So he stayed about 6 months longer. But he said he got tired of getting up in the morning to go to work, and I'm all happy and smiling with getting my golf clubs out, going to play golf with my friends. So that was, and 6 months later, he did retire.
Okay, so how long have you been retired now?
Longer than I've
since
worked.
90.
Since 90?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's been a long, a long happy retirement.
Mine was 89. Yeah.
What do you suggest for people? Because you've been retired so long, you've been happy, you've lived a very healthy life.
Yeah, we have. We've been blessed.
So what are some tips as far as couples that retire? What should they think about?
It was kind of hard because I was used to Bob being gone all the time. When he was on flying steps, so all of a sudden he's underfoot now for 8 hours a day. So you got to be active. You have to be active. And I played golf a lot.
Okay.
And you got to forgive, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Forget all those bad moments that you fussed at each other over something.
Okay. So be active and forgive.
Yeah.
Is there anything else?
And do all the things you want to do when you're younger.
Don't wait till you're 90 or so.
Don't wait till 90. Yeah. You're all done before 90.
For one thing, you're driving younger, you know, and all of a sudden you just can't drive. You can't take trips like that anymore.
Right.
We spent 27 winters in Texas down the valley. After we moved here, retired. And that was wonderful.
Yeah. Well, there's another. That's number four.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to move to a warmer climate. Yeah. Yeah. Enjoy your retirement. Yeah. Do you think that really helped you?
Oh, yeah. I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Bob, you're driving. You're still driving at 98. Yeah. Irene, does he let you drive or not?
You know what? I still have my license every year, but I really don't want to drive.
Well, you don't have to.
Just emergency. I have a license.
Well, you know, I've really enjoyed, and I know the listeners have really enjoyed hearing your stories, Bob and Irene Gill. Any last words of wisdom or anything? You want to make a shout out to anybody out there?
I don't have anything.
We had a lot of friends everywhere, and we've sort of lost track of them through the years, and that's something we regret, that we didn't take more notes of names and everything. Now, we'll talk about somebody, and Bob will say, "What's their name?" And we go back and forth. We can't remember.
Yeah. Well, I think you two are doing quite well, very well.
Thank you.
And thanks so much for coming in today.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Most enjoyable. Good. Thank you, Chris. We're going to meet your mother now.
Oh, good for you.
We're going to take her out for lunch.
Or breakfast, whatever she wants.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for coming in. It's been a joy. And just keep on doing it, you two.
Okay. We'll try.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks.
You're welcome.